Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America is a resistance to tyrants, is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
But the globalists are going to strike back. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, has done a great job, like a weather forecaster, on this the last 5-6 weeks here on air. And people are really tuning in. We're seeing explosive numbers because they're going, wow, these guys really laid it out. I've had the bioweapons treaty expert on. We've had all these other folks on. We've got this other big professor, Anthony Hall, coming up next hour. Mike's going to leave us here in about 15 minutes. Then I'm going to open the phones up and take your calls on this. But the hysteria and the response to it's massive. And now our deaths, taking place. So I might continue. I'm going to go ahead and host the next 4 minutes. This is a short segment getting into the facets of this breakdown of the numbers you've done.
Well, it's really easy to watch where this is going because we can monitor this on April 4th. If we have fewer than 580 deaths in the United States by April 4th, then we know that the scenario is a better case than this model predicts. If we have more than 580 deaths, then it's far worse, which means we would have way more than 2.1 million deaths by July if nothing is done to stop this. And again, I just want to reiterate, please ask your editors to update that headline. I don't want anybody to think that this is a prediction that has no qualifiers. This is a model of what
I understand.
If
what you're saying,
shut down the traffic.
We put up the live show feed name as you're coming on with alert pandemic projection model shows 2.16 million deaths in U.S. by July 4th. Or that was an earlier article we posted this morning. We need to make sure that the sub headline is there and the sub headline.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Well, no. We need to update it. So it needs to be updated with what your sub headline was, and that was. If the necessary emergency protocols aren't put in place.
That's right. And what it means is that Trump will have no choice but to shut down nearly all domestic air traffic that's commercial, not private aviation or general aviation, but commercial aviation will largely be shut down. There's no question now about this. The quarantines will come in. The roadway checkpoints will come in. There will be social isolation orders, cancellation of every public event that you can imagine, everything. There's no question that the only way that this can be stopped, barring a sudden miraculous emergence of an antiviral drug or a vaccine that actually works, which is highly unlikely, this explodes. It explodes even way beyond what my model predicts unless we have social isolation. That's the only answer here. Every governor already knows this. In fact, remember, Alex, that we were talking about this around Thanksgiving. The U.S. military was purchasing massive supplies of night vision devices, and one of my sources told me that's because they know that city quarantines are coming, and they're going to have to enforce the quarantines using night vision devices to stop people from escaping on foot at night. And we were all wondering, what's that all about? And that was a month before we knew about the Wuhan outbreak, but it was, in other words, there are people, the higher-ups, who already knew this was going to happen around Thanksgiving last year. So they've been planning for this for a very long time, and they've been buying gear for a long time. And these are the same people now that are telling you, don't have any gear, you don't need any food, you don't need a mask, you don't need anything.
Well, Mike, that smoking gun right there, that the CDC says you don't need masks, while they've got Pence emergency factories going for the government. I mean, that's not good.
No, and look, Trump needs to fire about 20 people right now at the CDC, at the FDA, at the NIH. He needs to get good people in there who are going to give him honest, transparent information so he can share that with the American public. And Francis Boyle, he unloaded on your show the other day, and he just said that the CDC is criminally negligent. And that is absolutely true. I concur with that opinion. The CDC top officials are criminally negligent, and they're going to get millions of Americans killed if we don't shut this thing down right now. And if we shut it down, the economy is going to take a hit. There's no way around it, Alex. People better prepare. This is going to look fine for the next 45 days. After that, it explodes. It goes uncontrolled unless we shut this whole country
down. Stay there. In the final segment with Mike Adams, I want you to, for folks joining us and stations joining us, recap the study, the other studies that are out there, why it's so deadly, and then the social hysteria it creates. On the other side, back in 60 seconds, I'm Alex Jones, your host, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide from Band.video. Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out because you're prepared. And that's get DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that clean out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12, back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there, 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com are the highest quality supplements, storable food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com owns a major scientific testing lab. He's a best-selling author, researcher, and other than somebody like Mercola, the dominant health expert in really the world, if not the United States. And he's here with us accurately the last 5 weeks chronicling that you don't see all hell breaking loose in China for something that isn't real. Now, are they using it for power grab? Absolutely. But then you see other countries locked down and reporting hundreds and hundreds of deaths in Italy, and that's in the early stages. So mainline journals and things, the federal government, the Pentagon thinks it kills 2% of people. I'm hoping that's just the, infirm folks that are at the hospital, so that's a skewed number. But it's definitely not the flu. It's man-made. There's something big behind it. We said this 5 weeks ago. China covered it up. Months and months ago, they did. Their cover-up failed. So, Mike Adams, talk about the study that's at InfoWars.com and NaturalNews.com. Alert, pandemic projection model shows 2.16 million deaths in the USA by July 4th if Trump doesn't take action. And what could come out of that, what that action is, and the type of social breakdown we're going to see, and how bad you think it's going to get before we see action. So you've got 9 minutes. Run the tables on us. Hit us with all barrels.
All right. The model is rock solid in terms of the math. When you look at the exponential spread of this, the model projects that if nothing is done to shut down travel, to have extreme social isolation across America, then by July 4th of this year, there will be 2.16 million dead Americans from this pandemic if nothing is done to shut this down between now and then. Now, I call this, these numbers, I use very conservative numbers, an R-naught value of only 1.82, which is maybe only a third of the real numbers. The number of cases doubling roughly about every 7 days. That's the assumption of this model. In reality, we know it doubles maybe about every 3.5 days. So the real-world case is way worse than this model predicts. However, there will be interventions. We're seeing it already. So in Washington State, schools are being shut down. Employees are being sent home. Campuses are being emptied, corporate campuses. That is actually the only answer right now. And so the implication of this model, which starts April 4th, 580 total dead by that day, according to this model. By May 4th, 10,000 plus dead. By June 4th, 153,000 dead. By July 4th, 2.16 million dead. The only way to stop that is through extreme isolation. So what's coming for America, and you can mark my words on this, Trump will declare a national emergency 100%. It will happen. There will be extreme, severe restrictions on domestic air travel, road travel. There will be cities under quarantine. There will be roadside checkpoints in certain areas. There will be emptied universities, empty school campuses. Corporations will send their employees home in massive numbers, much larger than anything you're seeing now. We are about to experience a shutdown of American society beginning around June, July, August. This is going to be the summer of hell in America, and that's the only way to stop this and to recover and get on the other side. But there's another big problem here. If Trump doesn't act quickly enough, According to Dr. Fauci of the NIH, roughly 15 to 20% of the people who are infected will require hospitalization. The problem is we don't have enough biocontainment hospital beds in the United States. We only have a few thousand that have the containment facilities. We have about 250,000 open hospital beds that are not set up for, you know, BSL-4 level biohazard pathogens, but we don't have very many hospital beds that can biocontain people. As a result, the death rate will begin to spike if we have so many infections that the hospitals get overrun. And that will happen very quickly. That could happen as early as mid-May that could happen in mid-May, actually. Now, so when that happens, then the death rate goes up to 10 to 15% as people are sent home to die. So I did not factor that into this model at all, which means these numbers are very, very conservative. The real numbers could be far worse. It could be five times worse in terms of the death rate. The decision that Trump has to make is how much do you shut down society to stop the spread versus how much do you let society function to make sure people have food and medicine and fuel and the economy is still running. And this is the same decision that China's president had to make as well, or supreme leader, whatever you want to call him, emperor. The same decision. And China has the ability to force people back to work at gunpoint. In America, we don't do that to our people, at least not yet. I hope we don't do that. So things are not, you know, we don't have the draconian controls because we are a more free society than China, thank God, because communism sucks, right? And America is a lot more free than that. So it means that the president has very few tools to force isolation, to force quarantines, or to even hope that people can get back to work at some point. You know, the American people are going to do what they want to do, and companies are going to do what they want to do. Yeah, you can declare emergencies, and you can urge companies and people to do certain things, but we know that in America, people don't like to be locked down. So it's very difficult to imagine a scenario where people are respecting the quarantines. So you're going to see very bad compliance with quarantine orders in America, which makes the virus spread even more quickly. Thus, what we're realistically looking at here is an economic nightmare, an employment nightmare, a social nightmare, a law enforcement nightmare, a hospital healthcare nightmare, and on top of that, tens of thousands of dead people easily by this summer, maybe more. This is now inevitable. But it's going to look fine for the next 6 weeks, okay? Because the numbers are very small for the next 6 weeks. This is the nature of exponential spread. So for the next 6 weeks, or even maybe 8 weeks, some people could say this is still no worse than the flu. Everything's going to be fine. It's going to disappear tomorrow. You're going to hear that for the next 6 weeks. Trust me that this is not the flu. This is so much worse. And what are clusters right now in Washington State and New York City and California, they will explode into full-blown infestations or full-blown outbreaks, you could say, in the subsequent weeks. Now, remember, last week on this show, I came on and I said, this week we're going to see, and you can go back and quote me, tens of infections this week. And that's what we've seen. 10, you know, plus 10, plus 10, plus 10.
Plus deaths.
Now up to 200. What's that?
Plus deaths.
Yeah, exactly, plus more deaths. Next week, we will see dozens of new infections. The week after, it'll be hundreds. And then 2 to 3 weeks later, it'll be thousands. And then it starts getting into tens of thousands. And a few weeks after that, you're into hundreds of thousands.
And that's when the real hysteria starts.
That's right.
Because they've already set the table for hysteria. Let's bring in some wild cards, though.
All right.
Clearly, it's more race-specific. That's been confirmed. It's man-made. It targets Chinese and then derivation groups, Koreans and Japanese really bad. It's been killing Anglos and others as well. And it's been killing a lot of folks in Italy and Iran. So there's something going on there. We could hope, though, that it's just race specific. That's sad, but hopefully it won't spread too bad. I think we're going to be finding out very soon about this 2% model that the federal government and others have been saying that you're using in your conservative equations. But if you look at the societal detonators of race war and the left and how the left and criminals use things for crises and crimes are already exploding across the U.S. suddenly because the problems that this has already triggered. There's already runs on ammunition, runs on food. I mean, I see this as really a serious situation. And Trump cannot, during this emergency, I'm not even as worried about the quarantining. I'm worried about the left using it to blame Trump, trying to overthrow the government, and using the hysteria as the model for that. And the Pentagon and the president and the Congress better not put up with, you know, Schumer saying, we're going to go after Supreme Court people. You're going to get it. I mean, they're going to make their move. And you can't let them make the move during this crisis. I'm telling you, that's the issue.
I agree completely. Trump needs to get on top of this, ahead of this right away, because he is being lied to right now by the CDC. There's no question about it. There's a headline on Drudge right now. Fewer than 2,000 Americans have been tested to date. That is absolutely unacceptable. It's criminal negligence.
That tells you, because you have a conservative model on this, but on the real models we've been talking about privately, that you're, I mean, then how many are infected right now? 50,000, 100,000?
10,000 plus infected right now, and I only modeled 600 plus infected. So it's way worse than the numbers I've already printed. It's way worse. I just dare not print them because it's a
problem. The former CDC head says they don't know what's wrong. They don't know why it's being intentionally botched, because they're covering it up from the president to blame him when it explodes.
This is their next attempt to eliminate Trump. Russia failed. Impeachment failed. This is their next attempt. The CDC is trying to take out Trump. That's what's happening.
Mike, thank you so much. Wow. Well, hope for the worst. Prepare. Hope for the worst. That's what the globalists hope for. I hope for the best. Prepare for the worst. The globalists are hoping for the worst to try to overthrow America. It's just sick.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
With the truth. And it's time.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Dr. Francis Boyle has been super accurate on my show for 20 years. He wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaties. Stuff he was saying on the show 5 weeks ago has all come true. I've known Mike Adams 15, 16, 17 years, and on this virus thing, he's just been dead on, and he's been very accurate over the years as well. He's a conscientious guy. He's not trying to hype this. And I see the other guest. We have Professor Anthony Hall, very respected. He's coming out basically saying the same thing. He's coming on next hour. We've had other guests on saying other things. And believe me, I don't want this to be true. This is really bad news, obviously. I think that we know it's race specific, and we know that they're oversampling people that are already sick in the hospital. Most people don't go to the hospital. So for those that go to the hospital who are so sick, 2% are dying. I mean, I really don't think it's 2%. But I think with the hysteria we've already seen in Europe and the hysteria we've seen in China and the fact that the left and the globalists have prepositioned this as Trump's Waterloo, as his defeat, that we've been totally dead on. They were planning to blame the president with this. I've been saying that for 5 weeks, and here's Atlantic Monthly. They're the establishment globalist mouthpiece, if there ever was one. The strongest evidence yet that America is botching coronavirus testing, says the former head of the CDC. Well, there's not botching going on. It's being covered up. People go, oh, that's Trump's fault. Let me tell you, I got a great crew here. I got about 100 people work here, from warehouse to accounting to camera operators and researchers and journalists and everything else. If any of them decided to secretly not do what I said, they could wreck this place. But they're good, conscientious folks. But you get above about 100 people, or you know, units of that, or platoons, you know, in the military, it starts breaking up. That's why things are always broken down to about 100 people and then the subgroups of 10. Trump does not, I mean, he doesn't know half the buildings in D.C., neither do I. And so this is not about attacking Trump. Trump better get out and get ahead of this. And as Buchanan said over a week ago, the globalism is what caused the spread. Trump shut down the flights from China. He got criticized for it. He's got to go on the offense and say, we hope it's not really bad, but we're going to be ready together. Only way he gets caught flat-footed is if he says everything's fine, everything's okay. Which he didn't say. He said the media is hyping it to a level that's a hoax. He didn't say the virus is a hoax. And I can tell you, the president is concerned about germs. He's always being a germaphobe. So this big article just went up on Infowars.com and Band.video. I hope you'll share this video. It needs to get out because it's a critical truth and a talking point to counter the globalists. Send it to WhiteHouse.gov. Send it to members of Congress because they listen to We the People. And they listen to Infowars, the forbidden fruit. Coronavirus is globalism's death, not its rebirth. Here's the Greg Reese Report.
~25% of the world's generic drugs are made in India. And India relies upon China for almost 70% of their active ingredients. Several of these Chinese sources have shut down due to the Wuhan coronavirus. And as a result, India has restricted exports of 26 ingredients and the medicines made from them. The United States no longer produces its own medicine. How did this happen? In the 1990s, 90% of these fundamental ingredients were produced in the USA, Europe, and in Japan. But U.S. laws on generic drugs began motivating companies to manufacture in China. The greatest win for China came exactly 3 months after 9/11. On
On December 11th, 2001, China joined the World Trade Organization, aka the WTO, and immediately began wiping out the competition in the American free market with unbeatable low slave labor costs. Within 2 years, the USA lost their last aspirin, penicillin, and vitamin C producers. Today, we depend upon China for about 90% of our medicine. China has already amassed a reputation for poor quality, and because they have monopolized the global market, the FDA has been forced to lower their manufacturing standards. The low standards in China are likely to blame in part for the many explosions at Chinese pharmaceutical factories that have caused global shortages. Recently, because of the Wuhan coronavirus, masks were ordered to not be exported from China. There are life-sustaining drugs that China is the sole supplier of to the U.S. What happens if China declares an emergency and shuts down all medical supply and drug exports, like both India and China are already beginning to do? If the WTO is the father of globalism, then the UN's insidious replacement migration is its mother. And in Italy, the man believed to be coronavirus patient zero is a Pakistani migrant who works in food delivery. After testing positive for the virus, he refused to self-isolate and continued to deliver food. A recent video of migrants holding babies over fires to make them cry in order to deceitfully cross the border into Greece shows several people speaking Farsi. They are Iranian. Iran is currently suffering an outbreak of the coronavirus. Why on earth should Greece allow them in? The coronavirus appears to be some type of eugenics bioweapon designed to kill the weak and elderly. But one thing is for certain, it has already killed the philosophy of globalism. And now, it will be stress testing the precarious digital grid that our entire society is based upon. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
That is first-rate, world-class reporting. That's why InfoWars is so precious, and you keeping us on air is so amazing, and I thank you all. That report is posted to newswars.com, InfoWars.com, share it from band.video. Let's just put it this way. China was positioned to hold us by the short hairs on medicine, on weapons parts, on components, on everything. And 2 minutes to midnight, Trump got in and said, hey, whoa, 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 the brakes. And now this happens. I think China did it on purpose. I don't think he got out of Wuhan on accident. No. This lets them clamp down there, use control, flood us, hit us, and then we're more dependent in our supply chain because we're dependent on them. And then you have the Islamists who probably intentionally contract it. In fact, I was told months ago by army sources that we're worried about jihadists getting really deadly viruses and bringing them in. Remember all of that? It's all over the internet. This right out of 12 monkeys, and then this Islamist comes in, and suddenly it's all over Italy where this guy's making food deliveries. You don't think he just accidentally sneezed on a few people. No, man, he was probably putting it into the food. Unbelievable. You don't think he just exploded everywhere for no reason. 12 monkeys, a guy flies around hypothetically in a plane internationally spread it. No, the way to do it would be to get that into food delivery, and then you jack all the food. My God. So obvious, ladies and gentlemen. Good Lord. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. We're going to take your calls on this and more straight ahead. 877-789-2539. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Dr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's when we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Parts of the world using this virus as the pretext, but nobody's discussing it's man-made, the bioweapons labs that Obama transferred it to China, but we are. and we're hammering them. I'm going to go to some of your phone calls, Max and Mickey and Nick and others here in a moment. We'll open the phones up, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539 on this live Friday edition. Mainland Chinese media demands, that's all state-run, an apology from the rest of the world for the sacrifice China has made. What of your 400 million girls you killed, your one-child policy, or maybe the 100 million that the communist Chinese killed out of the womb of just men, women, children? Oh, now they'll be the big heroes, you see, once we found out how bad it is. Though it came out of China, not a Wuhan, and is man-made, and you bought it from the U.S. under Obama. So here's that video. I'll read the subtitles. Back it up again. She's talking fast. I'm going to start over. Go ahead and go. We grounded 1.4 million people to guard the world against coronavirus. And yet the Wall Street Journal still not apologized for calling us the sick man of Asia. Living under immense ridicule. Like Chinese people are making tremendous. We yet the road is just too fast. I can't read it. I mean, it's just crazy. I can actually read you the transcript of it. But that's the whole idea. No, communist China is out of control. Its rich elites are leveraging their population in a takeover. That's what they're engaged in. And when you first don't succeed, try again. I want to start that video, and I want to just pause it on each frame so that I can read what she's saying. So let's just start it now. I'll read the first frame. We grounded 1.4 billion people. Yes, a great police state, a great lockdown. It's the new virtue. Globalism will teach you to lock down all your cities. The globalists said this. It's in my film Endgame 14 years ago. Continue. Just to guard the world against coronavirus. Oh, you were guarding the world. No, you were bitching saying the U.S. wouldn't let your flights in. While you shot people at checkpoints, everybody else grounded you. You were using it as a weapon against the U.S. publicly. 2 + 2 = 4. Why would you demand your flights come into us but nobody else? It's all part of your war against the U.S. with the dirty globalists. Continue. And yet, the Wall Street Journal still has not apologized. Apologize for what? For calling you the sick man of Asia? Your country is completely out of control and abusive and evil and has millions of people in slave camps building Nike and Apple products. But it's okay because Tim Cook's gay. For calling us the sick man of Asia. Continuing. Living under immense ridicule. We Chinese people are making tremendous sacrifice, yet we are on the road. Of stirring solidarity around the world. That's right. You're the model of sterilization. You're the model of world government. You're the model of public execution. You're the model of no due process. You're the model of human-animal clones. You're the model of mobile execution vans. You're the model, like David Rockefeller said, of all this evil. And you're evil communist system, and you're losing your war with America. Your political economic war. And so now, here comes the virus and you're the victim. Gadgets for tech giants made with coerced slave Chinese labor. Associated Press. Coerced. You live in a slave camp. You don't work, they execute you. It's just coerced, folks. But don't look for any Chinese Holocaust museums for the Chinese killed by the communists. Don't look for any Uyghur events, because the left loves China and loves abusing people and loves slaves. And they've got them now. All right, we're going to go to Max and Mickey and Nick and Trina and Jason and Jeremy and many, many others. Please remember that regardless of whether how deadly this virus is, regardless of if it's just a little bit deadly, very low-level death, whether it's super deadly, if it kills you, it's bad news. But whether it's hype or not, this is a big move. It came out of China. It came out of the New World Order. It's man-made, and they're going for broke with the plans they're going to use to destabilize the world with this and go after the economy, and it's already happened, and we called it here. So I would advise listeners, just in your everyday life anyways, to boost your immune system. And we have the products that do it. DNA Force Plus has the PQQ, the CoQ10, and other cofactors and other known systems that boost your immunity, that help you regrow your mitochondria, the engines of the cell. That's back in stock, 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Ours has the highest curcuminoid level of any turmeric we could ever find out there. It's a turmeric concentrate with other key ingredients that boost, again, the upload of the turmeric. People love it because it's anti-inflammatory nature, and in all the mixed studies and things, it's known how good turmeric is overall for your immunity. Also, X2 and X3 are the foundational systems of good, clean iodine that you've got to have good function in your whole body. That's back in stock, 40% off. All the nano silver products that we have left that haven't sold out, the Immune Guard all sold out, and some other things did, but we have the Super Silver Wound Gel, strongest over-the-counter approved system you can get. Don't ingest it. It's very strong. Then we have the nano silver that is approved for toothpaste and for regular skin creams. That's available all discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, folks, not for immune system, but just for the energy, it's back in stock after being sold out for months. Turbo Force, energy, alertness, your metabolic system, all these different clean forms of healthy energy, really 10-hour energy with these amino acids and vitamins and minerals, which I guess does boost your immunity. This really is a top-rate product. It's back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force. Okay, let's do it. Let's go ahead and talk to Mickey in Arkansas. Mickey, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going today?
Man, I tell you, I just hope all these people I respect are wrong. I hope this isn't as bad as it looks, but regardless, they're using it for a takeover. What do you think?
Okay, I'll tell you what I think. Here's my question for you. I watch you and Mike Adams and Stuart Rose, and I'm retired ex-military, and I really plan my lifestyle around what you guys say. I believe in y'all. I trust in y'all. God bless y'all. I'm prepared. I have stored up enough food for a year. I've stored up water. I've got a natural spring on my property. I've got weapons, ammunition. I'm trained. I'm ready. I've got.
Boy, I wish I was with you.
Okay, I've got it all going on, brother. But here's my question for you, Alex. I live in the northern town here in upper Arkansas in the mountains. When do we know when it's time to start bugging out? I don't want to use the term self-quarantine. I want to use the term self-isolate. How do we know when it's getting time for us to just take it on our own to just bug out and get away from the world?
If I was retired and didn't have to be in Austin, I would already be preparing the next few weeks to leave because it's exponential. And so if it is as bad as they say, and we hope it isn't, then, I mean, as soon as possible.
Okay, well, here's what I worry about when I watch your show. I try to take my cues from y'all, but I still see you sending Owen and Savannah and Millie and Caitlin and all them out to these rallies and conventions. And they're not wearing masks, and it doesn't look like they're very prepared around thousands of people.
Well, sir, I agree, but see, right now it's such a small number. It's deadly, it spreads fast, but you're right. It's probably worse than they're saying, and we've actually had those discussions now. We're going to be watching very closely. I mean, I've already canceled one trip, didn't tell people that, and I'm already, we're already having those discussions. So, I mean, look, you're just as smart as we are, or smarter. What do you think we ought to do?
Well, I think if it's going to get as bad as what Mike says, and we're looking at, you know, maybe 3.2 million dead, if they have to go to these conventions and rallies, maybe it's time to start passing a few masks out. And, I've got my mask. I've got a P95 mask with filtered respirators, and people make fun of me even at my church, I wear my mask. And I told them this was my last Sunday at our church. So they know that Mickey's taking this serious.
Well, listen, with all the crap in the air already, you know all the Chinese toxic waste just rains down over the Midwest from the jet stream. It's good to wear a mask sometimes anyways. Sir, you've got more answers or as many as we do, and I'm listening.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, you certainly can. Oh, you can taste it. You can face it. You can face it. You can hear it. I'm looking at these callers on the board. We're going to Jason here in a moment. And he says it all. That's what my guy tells me. The virus is a cover for the hijacking of the Republic. That's what it is. It's the globalist striking back against the nation state. But it doesn't mean it's a hoax. Like giving up our liberties and freedoms and setting a new precedent like 9/11, but leaving our borders open is not the way to go. I'm going to go back to your calls here in just a moment. I spent two segments on this last hour. I shouldn't have, but it really captured my attention in a sickening way. Brian Williams, the guy that said he was shot down in a helicopter and lied about it, was on with the New York Times editor. The headlines, New York Times editor Brian Williams humiliated after suggesting each American could have received $1 million from Bloomberg's $500 million ad spend. Now, let's just pull back from that for a moment. you could give $1 million to 500 people, not $1 million to 327 million. Anybody knows that. Well, guess what? The New York Times and others have come out and defended themselves. So has the Washington Post. This is a Paul Joseph Watson article. Blah, blah, math, blah, blah, close quote. Wash Post journalist responds to humiliating 1 million for every American fail. Because they were the one that first granted it, saying the $500 million he spent, he could give every American $1 million. $500 million does not give 327 million people $1 million. It gives 500 that. But they're doubling down. They say he could easily afford to give everyone in America $1 million. That was their point, she says. Well, I knew that was their point. So that's why I said, without knowing that was their idiot point, that if he has $78 billion and you divide that by 327 million, it's $327 trillion. There's not that much money in the whole world. Even with it, I mean, it's just, there's no end to these people, man. But that's why you people want to vote for Bernie Sanders. Because they just don't know math. They go, well, the guy's got a private jet, and I need one. And then Sanders flies around on private jets, but then says, you're bad if you fly in first class. I mean, he's just, it's okay for him. He's a communist leader, though. He's got things to do. All right, I'm done. I said I'm going to your calls. That's another article. Mob of teens savagely beat 15-year-old girl in New York. Of course, it's a racial attack. It's okay. It'll be covered up. We'll play that video coming up next hour. Medical report on America's first case of coronavirus revealed. China is the real sick man of Asia. We're going to get to all of it. But the last caller was a perfect caller because he's saying to me, when's the right time to do this? And he's saying to me, well, if it's as serious as some of your guests are saying, why aren't you doing something? And you know what, sir? I'm having that same discussion every day because I'm sitting there talking to my wife and I'm like, we're going to have to really look at this. And I'm looking at the actuaries and within about 2 weeks or so, we're going to really know some of the numbers. And if it's as bad as they say, if 2% of people that get this die, yeah, I'm not playing Russian roulette with my kids. Then I got to talk to my ex-wife and try to figure that out. And like, you know, which house do the kids want to quarantine at? They're with me most of the time. And it turns into a nightmare. It's a nightmare situation. I got four kids, one with my new wife, three with my ex-wife. And I'm not going to wait around till a bunch of people are dying. What I'm saying is, I could talk for 1,000 hours on this with you. We're down to decision time. Mike Adams has integrity, and I respect Mike Adams, and I respect Dr. Francis Boyle, and I respect the next guest, Professor Anthony Hall, coming up, that just say this is an incredibly horrible scenario. And we know the supply chain nightmare is totally real regardless, and it's here. So this is definitely a big deal. Huge. You can feel it in your bones, not just intellectually see it. But I just don't believe that this new virus popped out of nowhere that's man-made. They'd release something that kills 2% of people. Because let me tell you something. The NIH and the Chi-Coms and the globalists, they're not getting it. Let me tell you something. You get 3 million dead Americans or whatever the numbers are going to be. There are going to be some people getting hung if it's man-made. And the fact that it'd be obviously man-made and they admit it's man-made, but no one wants to talk about it. That's the elephant in the room. They'll never cover that up. They'll never hide that. This isn't a science fiction movie where the virus gets out. It's the real world. So let me say something. I know communism's horrible. I know Satan worship is real. I know the left loves to kill babies and it's a religion for them. I said it 20 years ago. Now they're public about it. I know thousands of things just like you do that are dead rock certain. But I don't know what's going on with this virus. And I'm not going to sit there and tell you what you should do. It's that simple. But I would be boosting your immune system, and I'd be getting right with God, because regardless, this is a big move. All right, Jason says it's a cover for the hijacking of the Republic. Oh, it's that 100%. Who are the players? Who do you think's behind it? What do we do, Jason?
Well, few weeks ago, the World Health Organization came out and said that they wanted to, first of all, thank you for taking my call, but they wanted to put the UN in charge of all the quarantine centers around the world since it's a global pandemic. And remember, Trump said Americanism, not globalism, is our credo. So I just wonder how this virus not only plays a fact of trying to affect us, but that I believe that's why the DOD and the military bases started to have all their quarantines put on the military bases to kind of outroute that move by the WHO to put the UN on American streets and worldwide.
Bingo. Exactly. Man, that's why I love taking calls. You're absolutely right. You see, Trump is outflanking him. He knows what's coming.
Exactly. And so it's, I think the day that the VA gun rally went on, the globalists crapped their pants when they seen all those American arms peacefully. And it shows that their dystopian future of no, guns don't kill people. People kill people. And you guys are crazy. And God forbid we give you guys any guns.
Oh, my God. This guy needs a show. I'm going to start that show soon with the podcasters. Get Jason's name and numbers, Jason, because you just crystallized everything. You're right. And they got, even Mother Jones said there was 30,000, 40,000 people with guns. Nobody got hurt. It was a diverse crowd. The leftists themselves melted down and said, maybe we should all have guns. They didn't even know how to compute it.
So now they're trying to project that fear that they had on us. And when you showed that footage yesterday of Costco and their workers putting the toilet paper, it's like bullcrap. This is the American spirit. We know what's going on, and we're taking back our country. This is a war, and it's hot. And if we have to lose people, God forbid, look at the Russians that lost 20 million people, 10 million people.
I'm not saying it's 22 million in World War II, 22 million, yeah.
But I'm not ready to give up my way of life.
No, I agree. We're not giving our guns up. We're not going to be good little Chi-Coms. Exactly. Because it's not going to save people anyways. I agree with you. We need to then say what's reasonable and what will we not put up with. I know this. If you're off in some rural area and some government comes and says they need your food or their guns, they're criminals, they're unlawful. And we should be discussing right now with Joel Skousen and others, when this all goes down, if it is as bad as we think it may be, what the rules of engagement are. I just know this. You're not coming to my house and taking my stuff. It's not happening.
Well, Ronald Reagan said the scariest words in the English lexicon is, I'm here from the government and I'm here to help. I believe that.
Damn right. So what's your gut on the virus? I mean, obviously it's a power grab. Obviously it's a globalist move, as you said. That's admitted now. The left's all scripting it and saying it's all Trump's fault. And saying, oh, what's going to happen with guns in America at checkpoints? What's their next move, and what do you think Trump should do?
I cannot say I understand their mindset, because they are evil and they're Satanists. They kill babies. I don't know what their next thoughts are. But I tell you this much, we need to stand with our president and we need to stand with our neighbor. Get to know your neighbor, get to know your area, and at the same time, just be more loving. I hate to say it like that, but what's going to help us is God, period.
It's no, I agree with you. I went to the grocery store the other night and people were all being mean and hateful, and it was weird.
Everybody's filled with hate because we watch the television. And what is it? It's tell lie vision. They tell lies to our vision. So seeing is believing. And if they're not telling you the truth, like, hey, this is a bioweapon, then guess what? You're falling into their trap. I love InfoWars because
Jason, don't hang up.
Truth.
I'm going to let you host the next 5 minutes because I've got this rule now. All the callers are amazing. With callers like you that are on fire, I want you to come in. You're going to host 5 minutes. And we've got our guest coming on, but I'll continue with your calls after that. But I'm a host a little bit into the fourth hour, and then Dr. Nick Baggage can't wait to get his expert take. You talk about a trailblazer. Fourth hour, Dr. Nick Baggage. Stay with us. Hour number three, straight ahead.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. We'll be right back.
I always promote DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans up.